Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about active management of the third stage of labor. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/third stage or in the labor and delivery section of the Zero to Finals Obstetrics and Gynecology book. So let's get straight into it. The third stage of labor is from the completed birth of the baby to the full delivery of the placenta. There are two options for the third stage: physiological management and active management. Physiological management is where the placenta is delivered by maternal effort, just by the mum, without requiring medications or cord traction. Active management of the third stage is where the midwife or the doctor assist in delivering the placenta. This involves a dose of intramuscular oxytocin to help the uterus contract and careful traction on the umbilical cord to guide the placenta out of the uterus and vagina. Active management shortens the third stage and reduces the risk of bleeding, but it can be associated with nausea and vomiting. Active management is routinely offered to all women to reduce the risk of postpartum hemorrhage. It's also initiated if there is hemorrhage or there's more than a 60-minute delay in delivering the placenta, which is referred to as a prolonged third stage. Let's talk about the steps. Active management of the third stage involves an intramuscular dose of oxytocin after delivery of the baby. After the baby's delivered, the cord is clamped and cut within 5 minutes. There should be a delay of 1 to 3 minutes between delivery of the baby and clamping of the cord to allow blood to flow to the baby, unless the baby needs immediate resuscitation. In active management of the third stage, the abdomen is palpated to assess for a uterine contraction before delivery of the placenta. Controlled cord traction, which involves very carefully and in a controlled way applying traction to the cord, is used during uterine contractions to help deliver the placenta, stopping if there's any resistance. At the same time, the other hand presses the uterus upwards in the opposite direction to prevent the uterus from prolapsing. The aim is to deliver the placenta in one single piece. After delivery of the placenta, the uterus is massaged until it is contracted and firm. Finally, the placenta is examined to ensure it's complete and there's no tissue remaining in the uterus. So thanks for listening to this episode on active management of the third stage of labor. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. If you find the podcast helpful, consider supporting Zero to Finals on Patreon, where you'll gain early access to the Zero to Finals podcast episodes, as well as early access to the YouTube videos, and also access to the digital flashcards to test your knowledge, as well as several other benefits. And I hope you join us for the next episode of the podcast, where we'll talk about postpartum hemorrhage.